Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis and Beis at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us Machikas Asulim Rashevach Abba Amoiz Kadesh Loi Tikboi Tzanimia, that if Reuven and Shimon share a wall between their chatzeres, and Reuven owns a dovecot, which is a birdhouse for doves, and this birdhouse is right next to their joint wall, and now Shimon wants to stand in his own chatzar and lean a ladder against the wall, then Shimon is required to distance the ladder by 4 Amois from the dovecot, and the reason is because an animal called a marten, which is a type of a weasel and is similar to a cat, may actually jump from the ladder onto the dovecote and eat Reuven's birds and cause Reuven damage and hezek. And the Mishnah continues with the din that we just saw in the previous Gemara, and if Reuven's house is right next to the border between Reuven and Shimon's chatzeres, and Reuven has a gutter on his roof that protrudes from his house, and now Shimon wants to build a wall next to Reuven's house, so Shimon is required to distance his wall at least 4 amos away from Reuven's gutter. And as we previously explained, that Lefi Rava that explained that there's always a problem of Davsha, and therefore any time that Shimon wants to build a wall next to Reuven's wall, he has to leave a space of 4 amos. However, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Shimon has to distance his wall 4 amos away from the gutter, and even if the gutter protrudes further from the wall, and for example, if the gutter protrudes an amma from Reuven's wall of his house, then when Shimon builds his wall, he would have to distance that wall 4 amos from the gutter, which is the same measurement as 5 amos from the wall of Reuven's house. And before we begin with the Gemara, let us just recall that we already previously mentioned the machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yisi b'negei hachakas and zokin, as the Chachamim hold al hamazik lahachik and Rabbi Yisi holds al nizik lahachik. And our Gemara now states le masistin the like Rabbi Yisi. Let us say our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Yisi, the E Rabbi Yisi, as if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisi, ha'amar Rabbi Yisi holds that Reuven is allowed to dig his pit in his yard and Shimon could plant his tree in his yard, even though the Chacham hold that Shimon has to be machik and Elon 25 amos from Reuven's pit. And as we explained, that even though the hezek will not happen for a long while, as the roots would have to grow for 25 amos in order to do any damage to Reuven's pit, but even so, the Chacham hold that Alamazik lahachik, and Rabbi Yisi holds that since Lamaisa, when Shimon is planting this tree, no hezek is occurring at that moment, and it'll take a long time for the hezek to occur. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi holds al nizik lahachik, and l'chir Rabbi Yisi would argue on the first din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, machikas hasulim and hashevach abba amas kadesh leitikbas anamiya. And l'maisa, at the moment that Shimon is erecting his ladder, the weasel isn't there, and the weasel won't cause damage unless the weasel comes at a later point. And l'fi Rabbi Yisi, the din should be al nizik lahachik es atzmai. And why shouldn't Shimon be able to erect his ladder right next to the shevach? And the Gemara answers, we really could say our Mishnah is even going like Shitas Rabbi Yisi. And even though it's true that generally Rabbi Yisi holds al nizik lahachik es atzmai, however, ha'amar Rabbi Ashi, where Rabbi Ashi stated, kavina be'Rav Kana va'amah, when I was in the yeshiva Rabbi Kana, they would say, moid Rabbi Yisi begir didei, Rabbi Yisi is moida, that's al mazik lahachik es atzmai, when it's his arrows that is causing damage. And hachinami zimnud bahadi nemanachle, and therefore in our Mishnah as well, sometimes when Shimon is placing his ladder down and erecting his ladder, and as Rashi states, and while Shimon is still holding on to his ladder, and the Bach takes out the next words based on the Gears of Rashi, and Kofza, and the weasel will jump directly from the ladder right onto Reuven's birdhouse, and that's why Shimon has to be Machik Dalad Amos, even though he's the Mazik. And the Gemara continues that even though you want to say that it's considered Giri Didei, but the Maisav Gramahu, in this case, the Mazik is not taking the weasel and actually physically placing it on the birdhouse, and L'chir, Shimon is only a Grama, and Grama bin Zakhli's pata, so why should Shimon have to be machik his sulam from the Shevach? And the Gemara answers, Amrav Tuvi Bamasna Zaysimeris, Gram bin Zakin Asa, that although it's true that there's a cloud that Gram bin Zakin is pata bidini Adam v'chai bidini Shemayim, but the Maisa it's still Asa to cause hezek to your friend, and since in this case it's Giri delay, therefore even though it's true that it's a Gram bin Zakin, but Rabbi Yisi still requires that Shimon is machik his hezek from Reuven and requires Shimon to distance his ladder at least 4 amos away from Reuven's birdhouse. And before we continue, let us point out a few things. Number one, the Gemara mentioned the concept of Giri delay, and Rashi mamish, that when you have arrows that come from the hand of the balabayas, and that is considered Giri delay. And let us quickly read the Rashi on Daf Chofei on Mebeis, as Rashi states,
if chismaziva v'chol imis demashi yodin nafla
In that case, when Reuven lived on the first floor and Shimon lived on the second floor, and then the ceiling of the first floor, which is of course the floor of the second floor, gave way, and then Shimon washed his hands directly over that hole in his floor, and it went directly into Reuven's property and damaged Reuven's property. So in that case, it's considered giri delay, as the water didn't even drip on the floor and then roll into the first floor property, and it went directly from Shimon into the first floor property. And as Rashi continues, and Rashi states, We should also point out that the Gemara stated that the reason why it's Giri Delay is because Zimna Bahari de Manach Le Kofza, and the Ramban is bothered that L'chir, even though that at times that could happen, but L'chir, that is not always the case. And in addition, why should Shimon be Chayiv if Shimon could say to Reuven that at the time that I'm placing my ladder there, I'll make sure that the weasel doesn't jump onto your bird nest, there won't be a problem of Giri Delay, and therefore Shimon should be able to tie into Reuven that al nizik lahachik es atzmai. And the Rashba states, klima v'kivin de zimnim misrab min hochin v'oz havigirei lo'ilum asa, as since there are times that this actually could occur, therefore the issa applies to all scenarios. The chol hecha de'ikat sad l'girei misalkin alei v'lei matze oma nanotan alei d'lei asa l'chanizka machmasei. And let's also point out the first Rashi in the Gemara, where the Gemara is that leim masisa d'lei krabesi, and Rashi explains v'tuvi milori ikab masisin d'vade lav krabesi, and there are many points in all the Mishnayos in our Perek which are certainly not like Rabbi Yisi, as certainly those can't be categorized as Giri Delay. And let us say that even the case of Sulam and Shevach is also not like Rabbi Yisi, and on that the Gemara says that at least this Mishnah can be going even according to Rabbi Yisi. However, in Ayin and Tesis Diba Masa Lema Transdama Delay Krabesi, that Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel Medekama Hocha Tfei Lema Delay Krabesi, that since it's only regarding our Mishnah that the Gemara stated Lema Delay Krabesi, and the Loika Oma Mishnayis Tilael, and we didn't mention this point on any of the previous Mishnayos, mashma de kulu asik rabesi, as therefore it's mashma that all the previous Mishnayos are certainly going with rabesi, and the Gemara did not even have a shayla vavikulu giri delay, the mehi shaita mishtakas hezeka, as at that moment when you were actually placing the hezek there, it was already a potential for hezek, like polig rabesi el beilon, and the only time rabesi is chaylik is only specifically in the case of ilon, v'tzarech leimel the pirushai, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we have to explain the masis de el that the Mishnah that we had on Amin Aleph having Nami Giri Delay to Miyakash Shesemich HaKaisel Meinei Adavsha, as at the moment that Shimon places his wall next to Reuven's wall, he is already being Meinei Adavsha, and he's being Meinei of people from walking there, and therefore the ground will not become hard, and the foundation of Reuven's wall will not be as strong, and will cause Reuven Hezek. Finally, let's see Taisis Dibu Maskel Zaysimeris Grom B'Nizokin Asa, and Taisis explains when we Karo Sakadaitach, and originally we had a Havmina, Kihechi de Potter Hachin Nami de Mutta, that just like Grom B'Nizokin is Potter, so Grom B'Nizokin is also Mutta, and Taisis then continues and points out that even though in our Gemara, as well as in many other Gemaras that Taisis quotes, the Gemara is Mashma that Grom B'Nizokin is Potter, and even so we know that Gami is Chayiv, and as Taisis states, V'yishli Tinta Maishna Kalhani Medina de Gami, that why is a Grama different than the Din of Gami where you're going to be Chayiv? And Ayin Taisis, who brings three Chilukim, and he brings two Chilukim from Rabbeinu Yitzchak, number one, the Din of Gami Chayiv, Hainu Sha'isahu Atzmai Hezek L'mamim Chaveroi, V'oid Chilek, the Din of the Gami de Chayiv, Hainu Mishas Maisa Sheba Hezek, and then he brings from the Ritzba, the Din of the Gami, Havim Mitam Knas, Kenuruch B'Yushalmi, V'lkach Kol Hezek HaMotzu V'Rogel Lovoi, Kontzu Chachamim, V'tam De Kontzu Shlehe Kol Echad Hoylek Mazel Chaveroi, Be'en, V'hainu Taimu Demanim Chayiv Hezek She'inu Nika, and that's why they didn't make this Knas by Grandma, as that is not a Shchiach, and we have a cloud, the Mid L'Shchiach L'Kontzu Rabbanon, and as we have mentioned multiple times, that Rashi is Chayil Kontaisis, and Rashi actually holds there is no difference between Grum and Gami, and the only reason why we have a Shita that is Doyin Din the Gami is because that's a Shita Rameo, and he's Chayilik on the other mountain of Menashas, and he actually holds that Grum and Zakin is Chayiv. And also, let's go back to the Sefer of our Mishnah that stated that a Kaisel and Amaschila Dal Amis Kadeshi Zeke Vesasulam, and Taisis learns Kishimach of Nasal is Kifasasulam Bechatsir Ari, that we're talking about a case where the owner of the house with the gutter actually bought the rights to have a Sulam placed in his neighbor's yard in order that he should be able to climb up his ladder in order to be able to fix and clean out his gutters. And And the Kamash Blon, the Boyabah, and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that when Shimon gave that right over to Reuven, that Reuven has a right to 4 amos of space in order that he should be able to lean his ladder properly up against his wall in order to get to his gutters. And we continue with the last line of the Gemara, and Daf Chaf Bezim Abayez, and Rabbi Yosef Havalei Hanutali, Rabbi Yosef had small palm trees, as Rashi says, the Kolon Katanim, or Rabbeinu Gershom states, Idlonis Bachurim. We continue in Daf Chaf Gimel Med Aleph, Dava Asu Umne, Vyasu Tusayu, and blood letters would come and sit underneath this tree and sit there in order to have shade while they were doing their work and while they were bloodletting. And Ayin in Tap Tesis, who points out that certainly they weren't trespassing, and Bekak Shulhan HaYoshvin, they were sitting in their own kaka, V'loy Bekak Shul Yosef, and as we will see in a moment, that the Gemara will ask, V'agramahu, and the Gemara tells us, V'asu Arve Achli Dama V'solka Beitale Umafsli Tamri, and then ravens or crows came, and they wanted to get that blood, and they went down and swooped down to grab some blood, and these bloodletters scared these ravens away, and then they went up to the top of these trees, and they sat on Rabbi Yosef's trees, and the blood got onto Rabbi Yosef's dates, and it ruined the dates, and Amalu Rabbi Yosef, Afiklu Korkamecha, so Rabbi Yosef said to him, that you have to remove this noise from here, and you have to make sure to get the ravens away from here, as the blood is causing me damage. And Rashi explains that certainly Rabbi Yosef wasn't telling them to take the ravens away, and Rashi states, Klema al yakizu oidkan shalkin urban burin, that you shouldn't do akazas adam anymore in this area, because that is why the ravens are coming and damaging me. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abayas, Abayas said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Vagramu, Balamaisa, this is a grammar, and they're only causing the hezek, and they're only shooing away these birds, but they're not actually causing the hezek be dayim, and why shouldn't they be able to stay there? Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded, Hacham Rab Tuvi Bar Masna, that so said Rab Tuvi Bar Masna, that even though we know that Gram bin Zakin is Pata, but Zayse Meres, Gram bin Zakin is Asa. The Gemara continues, Va'achsek Lehu, Balamaisa, these bloodletters own this property, they already were bloodletting in this area for 3 years, and they already had a chazaka for this ishtamshus, and how could it be that Rabbi Yosef could tell them to stop this ishtamshus? The Gemara answers, Ha'am Rab Nachman, Am Rab Bavua, Ein chazaka l'nizokin, that even though you could be machzik for the ishtamshus, but the Maisa, this chazaka doesn't work when you be mazik someone, and since the bloodletters were being mazik Rabbi Yosef, therefore the chazaka doesn't apply. The Gemara continues and asks, that the Maisa, even though we know that there was a cloud Rab Nachman said in Im Rab Bavua, that Ein chazaka l'nizokin, but v'la vitma Allah, but the Maisa, and Daphnun Amabez, the Gemara continues and states that this is not a blanket rule, and Ramari Arma Bekutra, and Ramari says that this only applies to a lot of smoke that is going into someone's yard. Rav Zvid Amma Bebesakise, and Rav Zvid states that the only time that the klal of In Chazakal and Zakan applies is only in a very specific example of a Besakise, where Reuven has a Besakise that he had in his yard for 3 years, and then at a later point, Shimon comes and is Ma'ara, and either he says that he doesn't want Reuven's oven there as it's causing too much smoke, or he says that he doesn't want Reuven's Besakise there as it causes too much odor. But only specifically in those cases that we state in Chazak and Zakin, but in our case where we're talking about blood going on tomorrow, the cloud of in Chazak and Zakin doesn't apply, and since these blood letters already had a chazaka, so how could Rabbi Yosef had a taina that they have to leave and they can't do the work in this area any longer? And the Gemara continues, on Malay, Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaya, Hani Ludidi, Dani Datoi, Kikutru Besakise Donali, that since I'm an istinus, therefore this hezek of having blood that is on my dates is considered a hezek to me, just like smoke and just like a besakise, and therefore the klal of ein hezek l'nezakin applies in this scenario as well, and therefore I have a right to restrict the blood letters from doing their work in their property, even though they already had a chazaka and they were already doing this for 3 years. Rashi explains that this besakise is al gabi kaka, is on top of the ground, v'nir le'nayim, and is able to be seen by all, and in those days this was the standard outhouse, and the rush heads in, aval shalonu shehim mechusin loy, but regarding our bathrooms, where everything is covered, then you would not even be able to tie this b'negei besakise. We wouldn't say the klal of in chazaka l'nizakin. However, the Dvar brings that the Rambam is chaylik on Rashi and on the Rush. He states v'adin imoy the bereicha talya milsa, as the reason why we state in chazaka l'nizakin b'negei a bathroom is not because you could see the actual waste, but it's because you actually smell the terrible smell that applies even by an outhouse where the waste is covered, as certainly it is still a very terrible smell. Ein Rabbeinu Gershom diba maskel b'kutra shemo yechaloyim psuch l'beis shechaveri v'yo'ala oshanu mazik loy v'vaday in chazaka l'nizakin hay niska gufa machmasa oshan hu and v'chein hachin nami b'beis akisei samach l'beis shechaveri v'asir chen hoylech v'in chazaka m'shemani niskufa avos shahar zekas im hichzik yesh chazaka. Rabbeinu Gershom it's mashma that this issue is only when there's a house there, when the smoke or the smell is entering into your neighbor's home. Ein tes diba maskel b'kutra nir l'ri d'dafka b'kutra d'kifshan shu gadol v'chazik b'yosa in chazaka, that it's only regarding a very large oven where the fire is very strong. So then we say in chazaka kedam ruba in eisim kivshenis b'yishlayim my time mishum kutra. And Taisus continues, and it's mashma that Taisus is actually saying exactly like Rashi. But if you actually read Taisus, Taisus is saying a bit different than Rashi, as Taisus states v'dafka nami b'sakishis shlen shelamaylim b'akaka v'yimasriach b'yosa, and it smelled very bad, and it's not based on the sight of the waste, but it's based on the smell. But in our batekisiyos, because they're covered and therefore the smell is not as bad, therefore it would be a chazaka. Certainly it's mashma from Taisus that if you would have a covered bathroom but the smell would be very bad, then it would not be a chazaka either. And l'chari, that's not like Rashi. As we know, Rabbi Yosef was an istnis, as the Gemara teaches us in Mesechtas Pesachim, shloisha chayeyim in chayim harachmonim v'sachanim v'anini hadas, and I'm Rabbi Yosef, v'kul esnobi, and Rabbi Yosef was made about himself, that I am included in all three categories. And although Taisus seems to be just telling us a very innocent comment that Rabbi Yosef was an istnis, however, Ayin Rashba, who states that this is actually an afkamina la'alocha, as mi yishamin d'chol mi shenoida u'muchsuk she'eni yoch lizbol nezik achad yudua min enzakin she'nefesh kotzabem ein l'chazoko k'had Rabbi Yosef da'afal pi she'shabnei odom ein masim bay kolkach kivin shu muchsuk v'noida she'ein daitu sevlasoi ein machzikin lo bekach. And Taisus is actually saying the same point, that since we know Rabbi Yosef was an istnis, therefore Rabbi Yosef could claim that there was no chazaka and in chazaka nizakin. However, v'loy amru kutru b'sakisei elim pleishin nizakin yudu an eitz alakal. But regarding any other hezek, a person can't just come to Besdin and claim that I am an istnis regarding this item, and the din would be that yesh chazaka l'nizakin. And also, let's point out, when we explain the Gemara that amru Rabbi Yosef afrikalu korka melcha, we tie the word korka as noise and as the crowing of these birds and of the ravens or crows. Therefore, Taisin diu maskal kutru b'sakisei dami is bothered that how could Rabbi Yosef say that I'm an istnis and I don't like this blood, if his whole taina was that he was bothered by the noise and he wanted them to remove the noise from this area. And Taisus brings two terutzim. The mashman of mishum arvim hoya oimer vadeim loy hoya arvim hoya soivel afagav danin in that toy inami. And then he said another pshat, arvim hoya oiklun hadam uparchem ekamchem imperius and einach inami. When he said remove the ravens, it wasn't because of the noise, but he was calling the arvim korka because of the noise that they make. In reality, Rabbi Yosef was complaining to the bloodletters that I'm an istinus and I don't want blood to get onto my peris. And finally, we mentioned that these bloodletters had a chazaka, and we said the chazaka was for 3 years. And let's remember that the Rambam is chaylik and holds a chazaka for a shtamshus that is done in your own yard actually occurs even if you do something one day and the owner sees and is not ma'ara. Ayin Taisus, who brings from the Rivam, that in our case, since they actually were doing this shtamshus in their own yard, therefore there's no requirement for chazaka shiyeshi mutaino, and even if the chazaka was that we just used this area for 3 years and we mishtamish in our soda in this manner for 3 years, then the chazaka would apply even if they don't say that you gave us permission or that you sold us these rights. And as Taisus brings the mistama loyhoi aimrim shemachlam Rabbi Yosef tashav zeh the havikahanud el, and this is similar to the gemara we had on davav the achzik lahudi the my elz chazaka shloy betaino the midloy michel gemoshanim machloy. However, Taisus continues and he argues under Rivam and he holds that the only way that chazaka ever helps is only when you have a chazaka shiyeshi mataino. And in our scenario, the bloodletters actually claimed that they used this area for 3 years, and they also claimed that they bought these rights from Rabbi Yosef, and therefore it was a chazaka shiyeshi mataino. Based on this point of Taisus, Taisus continues in Diva Maskel in chazaka l'nizokin that Oim Rabbeinu Tam that fidel hiknulei be'edim. Even if Rabbi Yosef would have been makdin these rights to the bloodletters, even so hayochel achzabai the kinyan b'taisu the sava hayesh yochel kabel ba'achshav in yochel kabel. But Taisus argues on this point, and he says we can't go that far, as be'in nirud mitkama in chazaka l'nizokin, since the Gemara used the term of in chazaka l'nizokin, so ikle meidak harayi yesh, and therefore it's muchach that if the bloodletters would actually bring edim that they actually bought these rights from Rabbi Yosef, then Rabbi Yosef could not be chayzer. And let's continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states machikin shashevich mineir chamishim amo, that if Reuven wants to set up a birdhouse, he has to distance it at least 50 amos away from a city. And in addition, v'lo yasa adam shevich b'teich shaloi elam kin yesh lechamishim amo l'chol ruach. And when Reuven wants to set up a birdhouse in his own sada that's in the fields and is not close to the city, he still has to distance it at least 50 amos away from anyone else's sada. There has to be an area of 50 amos on all four sides of the birdhouse in order to be able to erect that birdhouse. And Rashi explains, machiknes ha-shevich min'ir, sh'ayyonim afsidim z'reine g'inois, as the dove will fly into the city and will ruin people's gardens and will eat their seeds. And the same idea applies to 50 amos from anyone else's sada, when his shevich is not in the city and is in an area where there are only sadais. And I intend to do a masel makikin hashevich min eir chamishim amo mepniat tvua, and this is because of the grain hanashtachas begagas eir kedei liabesh that is spread out on the roofs of the city in order to dry out. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though when you're close to a city there are no sadais, as the din is that you're not allowed to have a sada within 1,000 amos of a city, and therefore his birds will not be eating any tvua from anyone's sadais. And even so, the Mishnah is mechadish to us that he still has to distance his birdhouse 50 amos away from the city. And we had to teach both of these dinim, the itana resha l'hach min eira hasim dafka machrik mepesha tuas eira megulois heim b'chotza heim begag, that maybe that's because tvua that's in a chotza or in a city on a rooftop is always left in the open and is not covered, and therefore the birds will easily see it and will swoop down and eat the tvua. Al tvua is ras b'sada mechusa, but the tvua that is planted in sada and is covered in tzarech l'hachrik v'itana seifa. And if we say the seifa meshud b'sada shkicha tvua, that may be because there's a lot of tvua in the sadas, and therefore we have to be concerned that the birds will come and eat it. But in the city where there's not so much tfuah, maybe we wouldn't be concerned, and that's why the Mishnah had to speak about both of these cases. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakama, and he holds, based on Bas Kur, Moli Shagayayna, that the share isn't 50 amos to each side, but instead the share is that he has to leave an area of 4 kor, which as we know is an area of 300,000 square amos, an area that's 1,500 amos to each side of the birdhouse. As Rashi says, that the reason for this din is because that's Moli Shagayayna, Merutz Perichasa, Pamachas, that this is the amount that he could fly in one shot. Mishnah continues, Vim Lachai, Afilu Beis Reva, Hareu Bechaskasai, and if Reuven actually bought an area of land, which is even as small as a quarter of a kav, when he bought this land, it already had a birdhouse on this land, and the owner already had a chazaka that he used this birdhouse for 3 years, then he could continue with the use of the birdhouse, and he doesn't have to move it. And as we know, there are 30 saw in a kor, and there are 6 kav to every saw, and therefore, a quarter of a kav is a very small area, and is only an area of 104 square amos, one out of 2,880th of the share of Rabbi Yehuda, which was 4 kor. The Gemara continues and discusses a sheet of the Tanna Kamma that said you have to be machik a birdhouse 50 amos away from the city, and the Gemara asks, Chamishim amma v'suloi, you really only have to be machik a birdhouse 50 amos from the city and not more, vermini. But I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah that we will see on Daf Ayin Tes, as the Mishnah states, in person nishbin liyonim elim kein hayrochak min yishuv shloshim ris, one is not allowed to set traps to capture doves unless he distances the traps 30 ris from the city, which is 8,000 amos, which is the same as 4 mil and the same as a parsa. And Tais points out that the Mishnah uses the lashon of shloshim ris, haynu dalam mil, that mil zayin ris u'mechza, upam shagamar nois and shir barisin, upam v'milin, upam v'parsa. The Gemara answers, on Abaya, and Abaya explains, meshit shaiti tuva, that certainly a bird could fly very far, therefore a trapper has to make sure that he keeps his traps 30 ris away from a city. However, kusayu b'chamishim amsa malya, the stomachs already get full with food once it already travels for 50 amos. And since our Mishnah was concerned about the bird eating this roim that around his area, therefore the Rabbana only restricted him to make a birdhouse within 50 amos of a city or 50 amos of someone else's field. Ayin Taisa Dido Maskel based on Baras Kurin Kamoloi Shega Yoyna, which was a Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and Taisa states Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana Le Pligi B'Shega Yoyna Kam Havi, that certainly there is no Machlekes Metzias between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, the Moed Rabbanan the Beis Abbas Kurin Havi Shega Yoyna El Rabbanan Savri Kinu B'Chamishim Amma Mali Kusayu Kedamina B'Gemara Suloi Maski Tvei, therefore won't be Mazik any further. Rabbi Yehuda Sava the Chmoli Shega Maski, that will be Mazik even within the area of Moloi Shega, and as much as it could fly in one shot. The Gemara continues and asks, Umeshi Shleshim Ris B'Suloi, and you're telling me that a bird could only fly 30 ris and not more than that, and we explain that Shleshim Ris is 4 mil, V'Tanya B'Wilin to the Brisa, if you're in an inhabited area, then you can't even spread your traps within 100 mil. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yisuf Omar, B'Yishuv Kromim, Rabbi Yisuf explains that when we're talking about a Yishuv, we're talking about an area that had a bunch of vineyards, and in that area, the bird could fly up to 4 mil in a shot, but once he has an ability to rest in the vineyard, then he'll be able to continue and travel up to 100 mil. And Rabbi Omar, B'Yishuv Shevchen, and Rabbi says, we're talking about an area that had a lot of birdhouses, and therefore, the bird will travel from one birdhouse to another, and therefore it could travel up to 100 mil. Gemara continues and asks on Rabbah that Lucher, if you're telling me that we're dealing with a yishuv of Shevchen, so v'tepeklei mishum Shevchen gufayu, why does the Brisa state that you're not allowed to set your traps within 100 mil if you're anyway not allowed to set your traps within 4 mil of a city and certainly within four mil of a known birdhouse, you're certainly not allowed to set a trap, as then you're going to be stealing someone else's birds. And the Gemara brings three terutzim, that either we could say that these birdhouses actually belong to the trapper, therefore the problem of setting his traps is not based on the birdhouses, as those are his birds. And the reason why you can't set these traps is only because there are birds in the city that will be able to fly from one birdhouse to another and ultimately be caught in your trap. And similarly, if all these birdhouses that are within 100 mil of the city are owned by Knanim, that would also not be a concern, as even if he'll trap those birds, lemaisa, they're owned by a Knanim, and it's an aveda of a Knani, there is no issue of gezel. Similarly, the Gemara's third teretz is that all these birds that lived in these birdhouses were of hefker, and therefore, even if these traps would trap any of those birds that lived in any of these birdhouses within 100 mil, that would not be an issue, as certainly he has a right to trap birds from hefker, and the only issue is that since there are so many birdhouses from this area up until the city, therefore the birds that live in the city will fly from birdhouse to birdhouse and ultimately be trapped by his traps. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah that states Rabbi Yehuda Imer Beis Abbas Kurin Molei Shegayin V'chulu, and really the Gemara's focus will be on V'chulu and be on the last part of the Mishnah that stated V'mlachay Afilu Beis Reiva Hareu B'cheskasai. Mishnah stated that if Reuven bought a field from Shimon which had a birdhouse, that even if he only bought a small area and he only bought an area that you could plant a quarter of a kav, then as long as Reuven could prove that Shimon used this area as a birdhouse for 3 years, then Reuven retains the right to the chazakah, even though Reuven doesn't know on what basis Shimon had a right to use this birdhouse and to place his birdhouse so close to his neighboring property. Based on this, the Gemara begins, Amar Papa B'tim Rav Zvid, Rav Papa said, and some say it was Rav Zvid, Zoyis Ameris, from the din of our Mishnah we see, that when a buyer buys a field, then he doesn't have to know on what basis the previous owner had a right to the field and had a right to the usage of this field, and even though it seems to be a chazaka she'eni mataina, but since his predecessor used this field and had a chazaka for 3 years, and there are edim that he used this field for 3 years, then Bezdin would taina for him. In our case, Bezdin would taina the spayasim sviva b'moyis ad shena usoy, that the original owner actually was mafayis all of the owners that lived around him, and he paid them money until they agreed to allow him to use the field and build a birdhouse. And even though from our Mishnah we only see that taina lekeach, however the Gemara continues b'taina liyorish, that we also taina for yorish. And for example, if Reuven inherits a field from his father Yaakov, and then someone comes in ma'ara that Reuven has no right to the field, then Reuven could bring edim that his father Yaakov used the field for 3 years. And even if Reuven is unsure as to why his father had a right to use this field, we would be taina for Reuven, and we would say that it must be that Yaakov bought this field, and it's chazaka she'eshi mataina. The Gemara continues that yorish tanina, that lemaisa we have a Mishnah daf mem aleph which teaches us the din of yorish, and that is the din of taina liyorish. And the Mishnah daf mem aleph states habav mishim yusha in a tzarech taina. Therefore, as Taisus explains, the Gemara is asking, since the Mishnah will teach us a din mefureshes that we taina liyorish, and therefore why do we need our Mishnah to teach us that taina lekeach? Taisus points out yorish tanina v'salke daita chamaksha the mastisa hashmim biyorish, that the Mishnah daf mem aleph teaches us the din of yorish v'hu hadin b'lekeach umir zvid denokin nami yorish. However, as we pointed out, when Rav Zvid stated Zoyis Ameris Tainu Lekech V'Tainu Liyorish, he wasn't learning out the din of Tainu Liyorish from our Mishnah, and he meant to say that we learned the din of Tainu Lekech from our Mishnah and the din of Tainu Liyorish from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph. As Taisus continues, Al Mastisin D'Hachal Leishaminu Min Liyorish Min De'itzuch Mastisin D'Lekamon. Al Gemara continues that Lekech Itzuch Lei that in the Chenami we have the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph which teaches us Tainu Liyorish. However, we would not be able to learn the din of Tainu Lekech from that Mishnah, and that's why we need our Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Lekech Nami Tanina, that why do we need our Mishnah to teach us that Tainu Lekech if we could learn it from the Mishnah on Daf Samach, as the Mishnah states, Laka Chotza Uba Ziza V'Gesutrois Hareza V'Cheskasa. As Rashi brings down that the Mishnah in Cheskla Batim on Daf Samach states, Imoistin Ziza V'Gesutrois Rishus Rabim, that if someone has a house that's right next to Rishus Rabim, he can't have boards or pegs that are sticking into Rishus Rabim, and he can't have a balcony that sticks into Rishus Rabim, as it could be a danger to people walking into Rishus Rabim may not notice these protrusions. And as Rashi states, Adam Abayin Bayis Loyetsi Rashi Kurus to cross the Rishus Rabim, a person that's building his house cannot extend the tips of his beams into the Rishus Rabim. However, the din is Alon Reitzer Koyins Binyana Lutech Shaloi Ubayin Reitzi Rashi Kuresa Lachutz. If he wants to make a porch, then instead of building his house right up to the Rishus Rabim, he'll build his house a little bit further into his own Rishus, and then he could protrude his beams and he could build a porch. Certainly, if he does this for 3 years, then any of the people in the Rishus Rabim or Bezdin cannot say to him that you have no right to be here, as then he would be have a chazak chazaka, and of course it would be a chazaka sheyeshi maitaina, as certainly he will claim that he always had a right to this area, as this porch was always over his own rishus, and the rishus rabbim actually went and extended their area. They actually crept into his rishus, and therefore when laka chatzo bazizim gesutray yitzim rishus rabbim harei b'chazkasa. And the din is that if someone purchases his house, there's already a porch on there, and the buyer doesn't know why this porch is there, and he doesn't know that Reuven actually built it within his own chatzar. So in this case, Bezdin will be time for him, Sharishin Kadis Lotech Shaloi, or in the Spayas of Rabbim, that either he built it within his own chatzar, or the original owner actually paid the Rabbim, and he paid for this right, and therefore, from the Mishnah Daf Samach, we already know Tayin Lelekeach, and the Gemara answers Tricha, that we need our Mishnah, and we need the Mishnah Daf Samach, and as the Gemara explains, the Ashmin Hasam got Rishis Rabbim, as if we would only say the din on Daf Samach, Benegay Rishis Rabbim, maybe we would say over there we could be Tayin Lelekeach, as either we could say that when he originally built his house, he actually was koinus l'teich shaloi, or he actually received permission from the rabbim in order to go and build these protrusions and build this porch. And as Rashi says, shel molikain, as if this is not the case, hayor rabbim akvilov, certainly there's so many people, and therefore the rabbim would be makiv, and they would restrict his use, v'loi hayochel lasis bizroya, and he would not be able to force them, and he would not be able to build this by the use of force. However, as the Gemara states, and as Rashi explains, however, in our Mishnah, we were dealing with Yechidim, so maybe we would not be Toyin Lekeach, as we would say that the original owner actually did this with force, and he didn't really have a Chazaka, it was really a Chazaka She'eni Mataina, and maybe we would not be Taninon, and that's why we need our Mishnah to teach us that Toyin Lekeach, and Vi'ash Min Hacha, and if we would say the Din, B'negei our Mishnah, which is dealing with the Yachid, the Kivin Yachidu, Im Piusiv Paisiv Im Mayne, Iname Achule Achel Gabe, and we would say that Lemaisa, there was a party that he could deal with, and maybe he went and he actually was Mephias him and he paid him money, or potentially he was friends with his neighbor and he was Michael him and he allowed him to build his birdhouse, and that's why it would be Tainin Lekeach. However, Avo Rabim, but Benegea case, where does Rabim, as in the case on Daf Samach, Man Pius or Man Shavik, Lemaisa is dealing with multiple people, and who would be Mephias and who would let him build this, and Emaloi, and maybe would not be Tainin Lekeach, and therefore Tzricha, and that's why we need the case of our Mishnah, which is dealing with the Yochid, and we need the case on Daf Samach, which is dealing with the Rabbim, in order to teach us that we're Tainu Lekeach in all scenarios. And I in the bottom Taisis, where Taisis is bothered that L'chira, the second member, is right, that how could you get Mechila from the Rabbim? And Taisis says, Achuli Achul Gabe, Pir Zayin Tuve Eir, B'maymed Anshe Eir, Sharashus Biodom, like we learned in Mesechus Megillah, V'kivin Delekel Cholcha B'derech El Porto, Machlit Feim Yochid, and maybe they would be Michael even faster than the Yochid, since each person only owns a small portion and only has a right to use a small portion, and therefore the city council may have given him permission. And I intase the divin masav tzrichi v'im time v'yerush nami listening tarti, that just like we said, we had to teach a din of tainu lekeach b'negei yochid and b'negei rabim. So l'chayr we should have two mishnayos b'negei yerush v'yesh leimad hashmina b'lekeach v'hu adim yerush. That once we know there's a din of tainu lekeach and applies both b'negei yochid and the tzibor, therefore the same din would apply by tainu yerush. I in sham I in the bottom two rashis on the omen man pious mihoy rishay l'kabel moyes uman shavik. And the Gemara continues, Mishnah stated that the buyer of this land that had the birdhouse would retain his chazaka. And the Gemara asks, "For Rab Nachman on Rab Avua in chazaka l'nizokin, that there is no chazaka for nizokin." And Rab Mari Amar beKutra and Rav Zvid Amar beBeisakise. And Rab Mari said that the only time we said in chazaka l'nizokin is been the gay smoke. And as we learned before, and Rav Zvid said that the only time we say in chazaka l'nizokin is only regarding a beSakise. And we continue on Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis with the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Nibla Nimsa B'Techa Mishim Amo, that if Reuven finds young doves within 50 amos of a birdhouse, Hareu Shabal Shevech, then these certainly belong to the owner of the birdhouse. Chutz Mechamishim Amo, Hareu Shal Maitzai. However, if he finds it further than 50 amos from the birdhouse, then the person that finds it could keep the bird. And the Mishnah continues, Nimsa Ben Shtei Shevches, if you find this bird within 50 amos of two different birdhouses that are owned by two different people, then we determine ownership based on whose birdhouse it is closer to, and therefore Karv L'Zeh Shaloi, if it's closer to Reuven's birdhouse, then it'll belong to Reuven. Karv L'Zeh Shaloi, and if it's closer to Shimon's birdhouse, then it'll belong to Shimon. Mechzal Mechza, if it's mamish exactly right in between, and 1 foot is on one side, and 1 foot is on the other side, Shneim Yachleiku, then they would both split it, and the din would be Yachleiku. Our Mishnah mentioned the din of Karv, and therefore the Gemara teaches us, Amar Pchnina, Rav Pchnina taught us, Roiv V'Karv Hoil Chanach HaRoiv. If you have a case where there's a Roiv and there's a Karv, then we'll go based on Roiv. V'Afagav Derubi Deraisa V'Kuv Deraisa, and even though both these dinim are din deraisa, afil hachi ruba adif, even so the din of roiv is adif. Yosef, and as Rashi explains, that even though the din of Roiv is learned from a pasuk of Achri Rav Mulhatais, and the din of Karev is based on the pasuk Benegeyan Eglarufa that states Vaya Er Kreva, we still go based on Roiv. The Mepharshim explain that since Karev is only mentioned once in the Torah Benegeyan Eglarufa, and the din of Roiv is mentioned multiple times in the Torah, therefore when there's a question to follow Roiv or to follow the din of Karev, we follow the din of Roiv. Mara continues, Mas Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked the following question on his din of Rav Chanina, that how can you say that when you have Roiv and Karev, Holchan Achar Roiv, but the pasuk states Benegeya Eglarufa, Vahoye Er Krev Alachalol, that the city that brings the Eglarufa is the city that's closer to the dead body, Ba'afagav the Ikachritid and Fishimine, and even if there would be a city that is further away, but it has more people, and therefore you see that when it's Roiv and Karev, we go based on Karev, and the Gemara answers Bidleka in Chanami, if there would be a city that had Roiv, then we would go based on Roiv. However, the Torah is speaking about a case where all the cities in this area had the same amount of people, and therefore the determination is based on Karev. And the Gemara asks, for Lazel Basarubid Alma, that in Chanami you may not have a city near this area that is Roiv, but Lemaisa, certainly somewhere in the world, there is a city that is bigger than this city. Therefore, we should say that even though that this city is Karev, but Lemaisa, there are many people that travel through this area, and those people come from different areas in the world, and potentially the murderer came from that area and came from a city that had more people than this city, and therefore we should go based on Roiv of that city. The Gemara answers, Be'eshevas Ben Harim, the Torah is specifically talking about a city that was actually sitting between two mountains. Since this city was sitting in a valley and it was very hard to travel there, therefore there weren't many travelers that would travel there. Roiv people that were traveling in that area were only from those cities that were around that area, and all those cities had the same amount of people, and therefore there was no Roiv, and that's why the Pasuk B'negei Eglarufa teaches us that the city that is closest will bring the Eglarufa, and we go based on Karev. Gemara continues and asks a question from our Mishnah. Now we learned from Mishnah, Nipal Nipsa B'techa Misha Mama, Harel Shabala Shevach, Ba'afa Gav the Ikar Chinah de Nafish Minei, that we said in our Mishnah that when you find a young dove that was within 50 amos of someone's birdhouse, then we see that since his birdhouse is so close, therefore we go based on Karev, and we return the dove to the owner of this birdhouse. The Gemara is that L'chayra, according to Rav Chanina, then L'chayra we should look around the area and see which birdhouse has the most birds, and we should say Roiv B'Karev, Holchan Achar Roiv, and should belong to the birdhouse that has the most birds. And once again, the Gemara answers B'Dleka, that all the birdhouses that were around that area had the same amount of birds, and therefore we have to go based on Karev. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihaki, that if this is true, that all the birdhouses around the area had the same amount of birds, and there wasn't a Roiv, so in the Sefer, let us see the Sefer of our Mishnah, as the Sefer stated, Chutz B'Chamishim Amar, Harei Shal Matzai, that if you find a bird, and it's further away than 50 amos from this birdhouse, then the person that found it could keep the bird. The Gemara is v'ibed leka, and if you're telling me that all the birdhouses around this area had the same amount of birds, so vade mahu nafal, then l'chayr we should go based on Karev. Certainly this bird should belong to the birdhouse that is closest, even though it's more than 50 amos away. The Gemara answers, hachar mayiskina b'medada, that Amish is specifically talking about a case where the bird was so young that it couldn't fly and it only could jump. The Amar Ravok v'vachomo kol medada imedada yoyse minun amos, that any bird that can't fly and can only jump will only jump and stay within 50 amos of its birdhouse and of its nest, and it won't jump more than that. And that's why the Mishnah taught us that since you found this bird and this bird wasn't within 50 amos of any nest or any birdhouse, therefore it proves to us that this bird must have actually been able to fly and actually flew here from a different area, and certainly it came in Rubid Alma, and therefore in Chanami we say Roiv B'Karev, that we go bus arrive, therefore the person that found the bird could keep the bird. See Rashi Dibul Maskal Hakar Mayiskinon, Kulam Asisim Mitarzo Bimedada, Begoizel Shein Yochalov, El Bedidum Atmat, Hukoch Techamisham Amish Bal Shevech, Bafagav the Ikachini Dinofish, the Chol Medada in the Medada Yosmechamishim, and even if we know that there are actually birdhouses that are within the area that have more birds, but we still wouldn't say the Klala Rab Chanina that Roiv B'Karev, Holchan Achar Roiv, because certainly this bird didn't come from that area and certainly was only jumping, and therefore certainly it came from the Karev and it came from the birdhouse that was within 50 amos. The chutz shel chamishim shel maitzay the kim de'im medada yos mechamishim v'zei yotzal chosonon nafugle mitaris medada the kumle mitaris bafriach. As we explained, be'iklamezel be basru b'dalma. And the Gemara continues. By Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked the following shayla: Ragle achas b'technun amo v'ragle achas chutz b'chamishim amo ma'u. Let's say someone finds a bird that can only jump, and one of its legs was within 50 amos of Reuven's birdhouse, and the other leg was outside 50 amos. So what would we say? Would we say that this bird only could jump, and therefore you have to return it to Reuven, who owns the birdhouse that's within 50 amos? Or do you say that since 1 foot is out of 50 amos, therefore it must be that this bird flew here and it came to Alma, and therefore the finder could keep the bird. And as we know, Rabbi Yirmiyah always asks very interesting questions, and the Gemara tells us, Valdaf Kula Rabbi Yirmiyah Bei Midrasha, and it was because of this actual story that they actually threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the Beis Medrash. And Rashi states, Shehi Matriach Aleim, as he was being matriach them with many very interesting questions. And as Taisa states, Valdaf Kula Rabbi Yirmiyah Bei Midrasha, and Taisa states, Ein Lefarish Mishun Bei Milsalei Shchicha Klal, the Hechi Yisrami, as how could happen, the Ragle Achas Tei Chamishim, the Ragle Achas Chus Chamishim B'Tzimtzum, and it was so exact, as Taisa points out, that this can't be pshat, Ashkachta the Mastisin Ami B'Chai Gavna Ayri, the Tony Mechzal Mechzal Yachleku, as this was the exact same case in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that if it's Mechzal Mechzal, that's Yachleku, V'Nur Rabbein Tam, the Mishum Hachi Yavku, that the reason why they threw him out of Beis Medrash, Mishum the Medadda, Inu Medadda Klal, Yosim Chamishim Amma, Afilu Ragle Achas, the Chol Midis Chacham Kenu, as the Chacham felt that Rabbi Yirmiyah shouldn't have been asking such questions, and as we know that all Midas Chachamim are set, and the Chacham decided on a Midah, that share is set, and therefore certainly since Rabbanan said that a bird that jumps can only hop within 50 Amos, so once it puts 1 foot out of 50 Amos, it must be that it didn't jump there, and it must be that it flew there, and because he didn't have Kavod Chachamim, therefore they threw him out of Beis Medrash. And Ayin Da'Goyis Abach, who brings down that the Gemara in Get Pashut, which is the 10th parak of Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Samach Hey, the Gemara will actually bring a story where Rabbi Yirmiyah will show Kavod Chachamim and they will bring him back into the Beis Medrash. And Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara is the Ema Sefer, and Rashi points out, Hu Adin Davi Matzal Mifuch Nami Lezel Basiru B'da Alma, that at that point in the Gemara could have just asked that we should go based on Rav Da Alma. In this case, the Gemara's question would have been a valid question. El the Islay Pircha Da'difamine, however, the Gemara is from the Mishnah itself, and that was a better Pircha. However, Ayin Taisis Dibel Maschel B'Daleka, where he argues in Rashi, and he explains why the Gemara couldn't have asked the Nezel Basiru B'da Alma, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues with another question on the din of Rav Chanina that stated Rav Akar of Hochan Achar Rav, and the Gemara continues Tashma, that will bring a raya from a Mishnah against Rav Chanina, as the Mishnah stated Nimsa Bein Shnei Shevches Karvel Zeshaloi V'Karvel Zeshaloi, that if you find a young bird that's within 50 amos of two different birdhouses, then if it's closer to one birdhouse, then it belongs to that owner, and if it's closer to the other birdhouse, then it belongs to the other owner. And the Gemara states Va'afagav D'Chav Menau Nafish Mechavrei, and it's mashma from the Mishnah that this still applies even if one of the birdhouses had more birds than the other, and we see that even where it is Rav, we don't go Basa Rav and we go Basa Karev, and this is against the Klal of Rav Chanina that Rav V'Karev Hochan Achar Rav. And once again the Gemara answers Hachamai Eskina Sheshneim Shavim, that in Chanami our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where both of the birdhouses had the same amount of birds, and that's why we go Basa Rav. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that Rashi explains that at this point of the Gemara doesn't know that we're actually talking about a case where the bird was found within 50 amos of both of these birdhouses, and therefore the Gemara asks for Lezel Basaru B'Dama, that since this bird was found outside of a 50 amma radius of any birdhouse, so l'cher we now see that this young dove was able to fly, and therefore we should be toilet on Rav the Alma, and l'cher we should say that Rav the Karev Hochan Achar Rav. Gemara answers Hachamai Eskinon, and we continue on Daf Chaf Dal Manalev B'Shvil Shel Kramim, that this bird was found in the area where there were vineyards, and even though it wasn't found within 50 ammas of any birdhouse, but that doesn't prove that it actually flew there, as because there were vineyards there, therefore it was able to walk even further than 50 amos. Even though it's true that it was able to walk and to jump even more than 50 amos based on being able to take support from the vineyards, but even so, certainly it wasn't able to come from any birdhouses that were very far away, and it had to come from one of these two birdhouses that was in this area, as since this bird was only able to hop, so this bird certainly couldn't travel a very far distance, as we have a cloud that any young bird that could still see its nest will still keep hopping, and even though generally it only could hop 50 amos, but certainly when it's in a vineyard and it could rest by the vines, therefore it could hop even further than 50 amos, but it still won't hop more than an area that it could still see its nest, and therefore certainly this bird did not come in Alma, certainly this bird must have come from one of the nests that within this area, and therefore there was only potential to base this on Karev, and there was no potential to base this on Rav, and that's why the Din of Rav Chanina doesn't apply, and we will stop over here.